听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Pam makes storytelling seem easy. She shares lots of ideas and examples with Jack. Jack makes up a story and tells it to her from the beginning. In the story, Micah, Jack's nephew, digs holes in his yard. A dragon comes out of one hole and talks to Micah.It was an exciting story.
Hi, everyone. My name is Andrea. Today we continue our lesson, Tell Me a Story. And yes, I have keywords I want to tell you about to help you get ready for what you'll learn at the mall. Pam makes storytelling seem easy. Seem is a key word.When something seems easy, it makes you think that it is easy. It seems like it's hot outside today. Something makes you think that it's hot outside. Maybe you looked outside and saw the sun shining. So it seems, you think it's true, it seems like it is hot today. Pam shares lots of ideas and examples with Jack.An example is something that shows you what other things of the same kind are like. When you are explaining the meaning of something to a friend, it's always good to give some examples. That should help your friend understand. Let's look at another keyword. It is hole. Now, when you dig in the ground, you can make a hole. That's where the ground goes a little lower.Or a little deeper. Jack's nephew digs holes in his yard. Well, that's what happens in the story. Yard is also a key word. Yard is the area in front or behind the place where you live. If you live in a house, you can have a front yard.A yard often has grass, and it's a place where you can walk or where children can play. Maybe you have a backyard. At the back of your house, it's a place where you can play. Well, it sounds like some exciting stories. It sounds like we're going to hear some exciting stories. And we'll learn more about telling stories in our lesson today.Well, friends, let's get ready to learn more. Let's go to the mall.
And the girl married the guy, and they lived happily ever after. I just love stories. Hello, friends, and welcome to Let's Talk in English right here at the mall. My name is Tom.And we have been learning about how to tell stories, or how to talk about telling stories. You know, Pam has some pretty good suggestions for Jack. Jack is trying to learn how to tell stories in a better way. And I know you can, too. For now, let's find out what today's Find It question is. Ah, what does Pam suggest they practice?What does Pam suggest they practice? Good question. Can you find it? I know you can. Right now, let's go and learn with Christina.
Hello, 欢迎来到 Information Desk. 我是 Christina. 大部分的小朋友从小就喜欢听故事，尤其是充满着想象力的故事。我们等一下来听 Jack 能编出什么有趣的故事吧。Let's look at some key words. Example, 例子或范例。Example, the teacher gave us many examples in class. Seem, 看起来似乎。Seem, Laura 有了一份新的工作， She seems very happy with her new job. Beginning, 开头部分或开端 beginning. Tony 迷上了一本小说 He read the book from beginning to end. Hole, 坑或洞 hole. 墙上有一个洞 There is a hole in the wall. Yard, 院子 yard. I like playing with my dog in the yard.Okay, let's see what's happening at the bookstore today.
Conversation A.
You know what else I like to do, Jack? I ask my nephew for ideas. I usually ask Johnny one of the 5 W questions.
You mean who, what, when, where, and why?
Right.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. Johnny, who should I tell a story about? Or where does the story happen?
I see.
Then you just use your imagination.
Hello, friends. My name is Tom.
And I am Amy.
And Pam and Jack are in the bookstore. And as you know, Pam is giving Jack suggestions for how to tell stories. Jack is trying to learn how to tell good stories for his nephew because he is going to babysit his nephew. Well, friends, we know that in order to tell a story,You should ask some W questions. What are these W questions?
Well, let's think. Okay, W questions. It can be who, what, when, where, and why. These are all great questions to ask for more information.
Who, what, when, where, and why?And then, of course, there is an H question, how. But most of them do start with W. They're easy to remember. And Jack needs an example. Friends, we can look at this key word. The word is example.
Example.
Example. If you need an example, we'll give you an example sentence right now. The teacher gave us 3 examples to show us how to do a math problem.
I still don't understand. Can you show me another example?
Well, if you don't understand, then maybe someone needs to say, for example, this is how you do it. And Pam says, for example, Johnny, who should I tell a story about? Or where does the story happen? And of course, we do have a keyword to review. Amy, would you help us review this keyword example?
Sure. Example. Example. Please give me an example that will help me understand. Well, good job, friends. Let's go to conversation B.
Conversation B.
You make storytelling seem so easy.
It's not difficult.
Maybe not for you.
Why don't we practice right now? I'll be Micah.
Okay. Micah, who should be in our story?
Me!
Okay. What should the story be about?
A digging machine and a dragon.
Okay.
Tell me a story. Start at the beginning.
Okay.
Hi, friends. Did you find it? In this conversation, we found the answer to today's Find It question.The question is, what does Pam suggest they practice?
What does Pam suggest they practice? Well, Pam suggests they practice storytelling. That sounds like a good idea. Jack needs to know how to tell stories for his nephew.
Mm-hmm. And he says to Pam, you make storytelling seem so easy.
That's right. She makes storytelling seem easy. I don't know if it's easy or not, but we can learn this key word. The word is seem.
Seem.
Seem. If something seems like something else, then you don't know for sure, but you have a feeling that it is that way. Let's use this word in a sentence. There are many clouds in the sky today. It seems like it's going to rain.
Oh, it seems like it's going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
Or how about this sentence? You seem sad. Are you thinking about something? Are you sad about something?
You seem sad. Well, friends, we have another key word here. It is the word beginning.
Beginning.
Beginning. Now, the beginning of something is what happens at the start. So the beginning of a story is the very start of a story. Let's use it in a sentence like this. I remember most of our vacation, but I forgot what happened at the beginning.
Well, then let's review our keywords. The first keyword is seem. Seem. You seem excited. What is going on?
Beginning. Beginning. The beginning of the movie was boring, but the end was exciting. Well, we'll see if Jack can learn how to tell an exciting story. Right now, let's go on to our read it paragraph. Let's see what story Jack tells Pam.
Read it.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy named Micah. Micah loved machines. So one day, Uncle Jack bought a digging machine for Micah. Micah dug big holes in the sand with the machine. He had a lot of fun. Then one day, a dragon came out of a hole. Micah was afraid of the dragon and didn't know what to do. Before Micah could move, the dragon spoke to him. He said,
"Excuse me, is this Japan? I'm looking for Japan."
Micah said,
"No, this is not Japan. This is my yard."
The dragon said,
"Then I will keep looking. Thank you, sir."
Then the dragon jumped back into the hole, dug under the sand, and disappeared. Micah never saw that dragon again. The end.
Great job, Jack. Now you have a story to tell Micah tonight.
That was actually a pretty good story. Good job, Jack. Now it starts, once upon a time, there was a little boy named Micah. Many stories start this way, and Jack continues, Micah dug big holes in the sand. Well, here is our first key word here, hole.
Hole.
Hole. If there is a hole somewhere, that means there is nothing inside. There is a hole. Now, if you are wearing socks, I hope you don't have any holes in your socks. Do you ever get holes in your clothes?
I do, and usually I have to sew it up or I might have to throw them away. And let's look at our second key word. It's yard.
Yard.
Yard. A yard is a place where you can grow and plant flowers, grass, trees, It's a beautiful place for you to relax.
That's right, and you might have a yard near your house. Some people have a front yard, that is a little place with grass in front of your house, or you might have a backyard, that is behind your house. Now, Micah, in this story, has his yard, and he is digging a hole in his yard. And that's when the dragon comes up in his yard. Amy, have you ever seen a dragon in your yard?
No.
Yeah, that's not a very usual or common thing to see.
That's why this story is so interesting.
That's right. It should be a pretty exciting story for Micah. Well, let's review these key words. The first one is hole. Hole. Walk around the hole so you don't fall in and hurt yourself.
Yard. Yard. The children like to play outside in the yard behind the house. Well, good job, friends. Let's take a break.
Welcome back to the Information Desk. 看样子 Pam 真的很会编故事给小朋友听耶，他会从小朋友那里取材哦。他说 I ask my nephew for ideas. 这个句型你注意到没有？他说 to ask someone for something, 向某人要某样东西。比如 I always ask her for advice, 或者是 he asked us for $10. 甚至问路的话就是 let's ask him for directions。你也可以找个朋友彼此做造句练习吧。Pam 向小朋友做故事取材的时候会问 Who should I tell a story about? 这个句尾有介系词 about 的句子，我们也常常会把 about 漏掉。这个句子的肯定句可以说 I should tell a story about Jim。肯定句的时候都需要用到介系词 about。再来看一个例子 You should tell a story about your grandmother. 所以变成问句的时候 about 也不能省掉哦，变成 Who should I tell a story about? 类似的例子像是 Who should I give the ticket to? 或者是 What are you doing this for? 原来 Pam 这样问东问西，东凑西凑的就凑出一个故事了。他当场就要Jack 根据刚才所问的内容编出一个故事来。故事是这样的。Once upon a time, there was a little boy named Micah. 如果你现在手边有杂志的话，请你把杂志翻到今天的这一页。在这一段故事里，圈出所有的动词，你会发现所有的动词都是过去式。这是因为在讲故事，故事就是以前发生的事，所以我们讲故事才会说从前从前。所以要记住哦，说故事的时候动词要用过去式的时态。除了时态之外，这个句子在句尾还有一个过去分词片语。我们再看一次这个句子。There was a little boy named Micah. Name 在这里是动词取名字的意思。因为小男孩的名字是被取的，所以要用过去分词的形态表现动作是被动的。我们来多看两个例子就会更清楚一点了。 We met a young girl named Tammy. 我们遇到了一个年轻的女孩叫做 Tammy, 或者是 That's her cat named Molly. OK, 谢谢大家今天的光临，祝大家有一个愉快的周末。 I'll see you again next Monday. Bye.
听 and say.
Woo! Hello, everyone. I'm the Black Pearl, and this is Sing and Say. This week we talked about fun holidays, St. Patrick's Day, and telling stories. Let's review. Here we go. Let's start at the beginning. Sing it. Let's start at the beginning. Of course. A green dragon. Sing. A green dragon. And a sheep. Sing.
And a sheep.
Babysitting. Say it.
Babysitting.
Yeah. The main character. Sing it.
The main character
is a dog from America. Sing it.
Is a dog from America.
Really? But he didn't explain why. Sing it.
But he didn't explain why.
He had no reason. Sing.
He had no reason
to be sad. Sing it.
To be sad.
Yeah, baby. Dig a hole. Say it.
Dig a hole.
Good. A machine's help. Say it.
A machine's help.
They moved to Japan. Sing it.
They moved to Japan.
What does the story mean? Say it.
What does the story mean?
Oh, I do love you all. You were so wonderful. Mwah. Bye.
I like the main character.
I like the main character.
我喜欢那个主角.
How is the school play?
It's great. I like the main character.
How is the singing?
It's really good. I like the main character.
How is the acting?
Perfect. I like the main character.
You are in the play. Tell me about your part.
I am the main character.
I like the main character.
I like the main character.
我喜欢那个主角.
Now it's time for the question of the day. The question is, what kind of stories do you like best? Why? Here it is again. What kind of stories do you like best? Why? Well, Emma, this is a good question for you. What kind of stories do you like best?
Let's see. What kind of stories do I like best? Well, I like a lot of different kinds, but one kind I like animal stories, because animals are just so cute, and it's fun to read about animals, and so many things happen to them.
Yes, you have many different kinds of animals in the Jungle Cafe. Well, no wonder you like animal stories.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, friends, thank you for joining us today. How will you practice this question? What is your answer? Friends, we want to thank you again for joining us, and we'll see you again next time right here at Let's Talk in English at
the Mall.
Bye-bye.